Buffalo Mountain looms over my apple orchard. At 3,900 feet, spring marches up its flanks a couple weeks behind my own fields. On cool May mornings, fog obscures the long slanting hill that gives this mountain its name. Most evenings, sunset paints the buffalo warm pink. But this time of year, I look down, not up. There's a world of activity between my knees and feet. Red clover grows in the apple rows, and right now Jack's bees feed on clover nectar and return to their four hives dusted with pollen. A healthy honeybee can pollinate as many as 2,000 blossoms in an hour. They are my most important workers. I crouch by the hives and see they've found the last of the mountain cress. We enjoyed eating this wild bitter green for most of April. The sulfur-colored blossoms now paint bee legs an unmistakable dark yellow. Late spring in the Blue Ridge Parkway is all about thrusting. Everything is pushing, pushing up out of the ground. Maidenhair ferns send up curl fronds that open overnight. Solomon seal looks like baby asparagus tips one day. Then before I know it, the woods garden is full of tall, graceful stems dotted with creamy white bells. I keep my eyes on the ground. I might miss something. I check the patches of black-eyed Susan I sowed in the shrub border. This deep yellow flower has a huge brown eye. I'm hoping for the sturdy branching plants, standing straight in strong winds, that I saw last fall in Burke and Judy's garden overlooking Rockcastle Gorge. I gathered seed in their garden and now smile at tiny fat seedlings pushing up through warm soil. In May, I spend a lot of time on my knees. I'm both right-handed and right-kneed, and all my jeans wear out first on this side. But I can see so much more up close, looking down. The first clematis tendrils, the serrated angelica leaves on burgundy-striped stems, the first columbine leaf curled around a drop of water. I rush around the orchards and gardens like a bee seeking nectar. Last week, I visited my mom. When I first catch her eye, I always hold my breath. Will she remember me today? She uses a walker now and walks down the long hall to her room slowly, her eyes on the carpet. I imagine her willing with what will is left after Alzheimer's, one foot in front of the other. This visit, I rubbed her back every few yards and asked, "Mom, do you want to take a break?" Each time she paused, turned her head, and looked full into my face. "You're here," she said with a smile. 4 times in 20 yards she looked up and saw me, and this week recognized me. Tonight, after a day on my knees in the orchard, eyes on the ground cutting suckers from young apple trees, I think I'll pour a glass of cider, sit on the patio at sunset, and look up at the buffalo. Maybe I'll see something I've missed.